Yo, we got some news for you, but not as much as you think. Let's see here. We got you Titans trade QB McNair to Ravens. Favre returns to practice for Packers. Henderson shamed Bengals. Texans hire Bronco Smith as GM. Bad toe sideline Texas Mario Williams. Whatever. Contract years not changing Brian Dawkins. Saints acquire Tim Uhas from Bills. Hey, everyone, you should all play fantasy football at, let me get you the link real quick, http://football.fantasysports.yahoo.com. It's fun, you're gonna hit up a league, it's pretty cool. That's mostly your NFL, but, let's get to some, you know, better stuff. Well, not really better. So it's some MLB, I guess you say. Top headlines in Major League Baseball. When Arizona released Jason Kinsley, the latest baseball player caught in steroid scandal, baseball officials said it underscored the need for tougher drug tests. But Diamondbacks catcher John Estrada thinks players will keep looking for an edge, and the fur over Kinsley might not deter cheaters. Alex Cintron's playing because Juan Uribe is waiting, and for two straight games, he's provided games-winning hits for the Chicago White Sox. Cintron's followed up three runs, go-ahead homer Tuesday night with a tiebreaker RBI run, and in the seventh, Wednesday, as the White Sox beat the Detroit Tigers 4-3, we're within a half a game in lead of the AL Central. By his own admission, Tom Glavine wasn't very good in his quest to become baseball's first 9-game winner. Thanks to the New York Mets offense, he was good enough. Glavine pitched 5-1-3 sharp innings and the shortest and least effective outing of the season. And Carlos Beltran and David Wright each had 3 hits for the Mets in a 9-7 victory. That's about all for that. Let's get to your standings first, I guess you'd say. I know this is really close wild cards right now, because the Cardinals lost to the Reds all 3 games, but I'll get you that soon. Okay. American League East. New York Mets are over Boston by 1.5 games. This is a pretty darn close one. Central League. Detroit over the White Sox by 0.5 games. West. Texas is over Oakland 4.5 games. National League, Mets over Philadelphia by 3.5 games. And Central, St. Louis and the Cincinnati are all tied up. And then the West League, the Arizona Diamondbacks by 1.5 games. Pujols. Oh, Albert Pujols is put on 15 ADL. They're thinking about 2 more weeks. He's still stiff, and I said it wrong the other day. It wasn't his leg, it was an oblique muscle. Okay? Here's your, here's your batting averages for the American League best guy. I'm gonna say the last names. Maurer with a 371 average. Home runs is Thom, White Sox, 21. RBIs, Thom, 53. And for ERA, the pitchers of the American League, Contreras with White Sox, 254. Musina, whatever his name is, New York Yankees, 2.67 for the ERA. And Halliday for the Toronto with a 2.81 ERA. Wins, Musina with 8. Strikeouts, Santana with 89. For batting league, for batting average. Okay, Sanchez has a 351 batting average. Home runs, Pujols has still got 25. Okay. Albert Pujols leads RBIs, 65, by a really big, lead of Jones, by 54. The best ERA pitcher is Webb with 2.14. Wins is, Blavin with 9 for the Mets. And strikeouts is Pedro Martinez with 94. Let's see, what else? Oh, let's get some scores for you, okay? Alright, for the American League, Chicago Cubs lost to Houston 1-0. Colorado beat Pittsburgh 16-9. Florida beat San Francisco 8-1. Philadelphia beat Arizona 7-3. Washington beat Atlanta 5-2. San Diego beat Milwaukee 6-5. Cincinnati beat St. Louis 7-4. Grrr. Mets beat Dodgers 9-7. Oh, that's the National League, guys. Here's the American League, okay? Angels versus Tampa Bay. Angels win 11-5. Toronto beat Baltimore 11-9. Cleveland beat Oakland 11-2. Oh, Toronto beat Baltimore 5-3, my bad. And, oh, Angels beat Tampa Bay 6-2, sorry. I was looking at the hits. Alright, Boston and Yankees was postponed. It will be on ESPN. And Detroit lost to White Sox 4-3. Texas beat Kansas 10-8. Seattle beat Minnesota 10-9. Kansas City beat Texas 4-2. Sorry. Alright. That's Major League Baseball news. How about a little bit of NBA? Thank you. Alright, let's get some NBA things. Okay, on, so here's some poll results. Who will be in the NBA Finals? Who will win the NBA Finals? Heat's got a 53%, and Mavericks got 47%. There's been 209,269 votes. Sorry, I'm really tired. Alright, remember, first game starts off tonight at 8 o'clock, I believe, on CBS. Channel 4 in my area, but I don't know about yours. Draft. Hold up. Let's see. I can't get it. Okay. Here's your 2006 NBA draft order. First pick is Toronto, second is Chicago, third is Charlotte, fourth is Portland, five is Atlanta, six is Minnesota, seven is Boston, eight is Houston, nine is Golden State, 10 is Seattle, 11 is Orlando, 12 is New Orleans, 13 is Philadelphia, 14 is Utah, 15 is Charlotte, 16 is 15th Charlotte in the middle, 16th Chicago, 17th Indiana, 18th Washington, 19th Sacramento, 20th New York, 21st Phoenix, 22nd New Jersey, 23rd New Jersey, 24th is Memphis, 25th Cleveland, 26th is Lakers, 27th Phoenix, 28th Dallas, 29th New York, and 30th Portland. Enough of that. Let's get into NASCAR. Alright. Tony Stewart opens his dirt track to several NASCAR drivers and 30,000 fans on Wednesday, but rain crashes the party. What a shame. Let's see here. I already gave you the results of the Dover. Here's the upcoming race. On June 9th, Samstown 400. June 10th, Busch Series, the Federate Auto Parts 300, and next Cup Series is on the 11th, Pocono 500. That's a weird name. That's all we got for that. Let's get some golf. Alright. Where? Alright. Here's the PGA leaderboard. First place, I'll name out first and second and third. First, second, and second. Okay. First is Frederick Jacobson, through seven, and he's a negative three par. The next person's tied with, there's a two-way tie for this. There's Aaron Oberholzer, who's through four, and the total's negative two par, and Taub Lehman with four with a negative two, so that's your top three. World Cup information. Striker Wayne Rooney has been given clearance to rejoin England's World Cup squad, FIFA reported Wednesday. Spain, The Athletic versus Athletic versus Bibble, 3-1 final. It was in Spain on May 20th. Get you some more sports. How about some hockey? We haven't heard any hockey lately. Carolyn Rudely welcomes Jussi Markkanen to the Stanley Cup Finals Wednesday, beating the Oilers 5-0. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see what else we have. That's about all we have for that due to the Stanley Cup being all over and all that, you know. Well, it might not be over. I don't know. I'm not big into the whole hockey, so yeah. Yesterday, Carolina beat Edmonton 5-0 in hockey. That's kind of weird. Let's get you some. Let's see what else game. Golf, I guess we could say. Golf. Okay, golf. Come on. Alright. Whoa. Hold on 1 second. Alright, here we go. Golf. We just did golf. God, stupid. My bad. Tennis. That's what I was trying to click on. Alright. The French Open. The semifinals. Wow, these people's names are really hard to pronounce. Anyway. Nikol Vedzivo lost to Svetlana Kuznetsova 5-3. And to play Kim Clijsters and Justin Henin Hardin. French, it's, that's probably why. Here's the latest rankings for the men's singles. Federer, second, Nadal, third, Ljubic. Women's, Marissimo, second, Clijsters, and third, Petrova. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Alright, what else we got for you today? We got some Olympics, I guess we got. Olympics, okay. Let's see here. Alright, let's see. I'm trying to get some good stuff on it. Alright, the 2006 Olympics will be in Canada, and for now, that's basically about it, because they haven't, really got into anything that special. That's about all the news we have for you today. Let's see here. Did soccer, boxing, I guess. Alright. In boxing, the Wednesday fights results. In Atlanta City, Demetrius Hopkins of Philadelphia stopped Michael Warwick Landroff, Jr. Walter Waits. Ishii Smith, Las Vegas, outpointed Patrick Thompson, Chicago. And a 10 junior middleweights, and that's about it for boxing. Boxing's a big sport if you really know what's going on. That's all we have for you today. Email me, join my mailing list, become a fan, leave a comment, whatever you want to do is go with me. We'll see you all tomorrow. Goodbye.